This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com. This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Donna. I live in Lake Oswego, Oregon. I live in an apartment building, really old. They used to have like an ore mine there, and they built apartments on it. Always gave me the creeps, this place that I lived in. I was alone, and one night I was laying in bed, and I was asleep, and it sounded like the whole, like everything just went quiet, like in a vacuum. It went woof, you know, like a vacuum sound. And it was just silent, like you couldn't hear anything. And I felt someone in back of me, really thin, very thin, like bony. And the arm was up underneath one side, underneath me, because I was on my side, and the other was on the other side and was basically, you know, a hold of my chest and squeezing me so hard that it hurt so bad. And it was so painful. And I didn't know what to do. I couldn't scream. I couldn't talk. I my eyes were open. The whole room was black. I knew I wasn't dreaming. It felt so weird, so real. I thought I was being raped. Because I could feel the body in back of me. It was so thin, like bones. And the only thing I could think of was saying, the power of Christ compels you three times. And after I said it the third time, it went away, and I jumped up out of bed. I started screaming so loud. I was in so much pain from what happened to me. And I know for sure that whatever it was, I did happen to me because I was in pain for a while, a couple of days. So what I did was I did my own holy water, and I went around the house, and I blessed the house myself. And I had this bathroom that was in the back of the apartment. And I went to the back. It was like the last place I was going to go, and it had like these sliding doors on the shower part. And I was like, I tossed the water over and was saying the Lord's Prayer, and I could hear something in there just freaking out, like moving around in there. And I stood my ground. I didn't get scared. And then I thought, you know, it was gone, but it always felt like it was in the corner of my room by the closet. It just was there permanently, like wasn't moving, was there. I could feel it. And I talked to my neighbor that lived across the way from me, and she had told me that she had lived there with her husband, and he had died in that apartment. And really freaked me out, because I thought, well, it couldn't have been this person. It just didn't feel right. It didn't feel like that. So I had my grandkids over maybe a couple of days or a week after I'd left the house. And we were sleeping in the bed together. And again, the swoosh sound came again. I opened my eyes, and I see this really tall, black, pointy, long, skinny, just so skinny, long figure, tall, had to bend his head down into the room. And I couldn't speak or anything, but I just was like in my head, I was saying, you know, if you hurt me or my grandkids, I will kill you. And I just was so serious. I was so mad. And the craziest thing that happened the next morning was my older granddaughter described this thing to the T. She saw it as well. And so I knew that it was real, and I knew something was going on. So I decided to speak with my neighbor upstairs, and she wanted to come and do a cleansing in the house. And she told me that her husband had been attacked by this thing his whole life. So obviously this thing was coming down into my apartment and attacking me. And so naturally I moved the heck out of there, man. I was like, I got out of there. But that to me was the closest thing. I've had a lot of paranormal experiences, but this was a demon. They're all demons as far as I'm concerned. There's no little kids. That Lord doesn't leave little kids or human souls down on the earth. It's all demons, demonic beings, and I believe it to be true. But this thing attacked me, and if you're not with the full armor of God, you can be attacked at any time. And the closer I get to the Lord, the more I'm attacked in different ways. Not as horrendous as that attack was, but you know, like getting sick for no reason or, you know, just things like that. I know that my physical, if I get physically ill or whatever. But soon after that, 2014, my son passed away. And the reason why I know that the Lord doesn't let humans come back, because I know that my boy would have came back because I loved him so much. And he loved me, and I haven't seen him or heard him. So I'm just very happy to know that God doesn't leave little children down to wander the earth like that. And I had to tell you that. But this thing, whatever attacked me and whatever showed itself to my granddaughter, was very real. This planet is Satan's planet. And we have to, you know, we have to get the full armor of God. And I've listened to your stories, and I'm going to be moving out to an old farmhouse myself. I'm not afraid. I mean, if something's there, I'll get rid of it. But these things are true. And if you do play this, I want people to know that these things do happen. It's not fake. It's not fake at all. You can put me on a lie detector test, and I'll tell you for sure it was attacked. Oh, I also wanted to tell you that it happened to me again, the same thing, and I got rid of it right away, so, but it hasn't happened to me since. And just wanted to tell you that, and thank you for letting me share my story, and God bless you, and thank you. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.